Good morning. I want to welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Sunday school was had trouble not saying anything, so I struggled with this. This message that I was going to bring to you today. Because in many ways I've touched on it somewhat several times. And the older I get, the more that I find that our choices in life are very important. And that we have those choices for a reason. We struggle personally with sin. We struggle with doctrinal issues in the church. And in many ways, we find that those struggles actually help us grow. I want to turn for my first scripture to the page 86 in the Book of Mormon. First chapter of 2 Nephi. And I'm going to start on 115th. Adam fell that men might be, and men are, that they might have joy. And the Messiah cometh in the fullness of time, that he may redeem the children of men from the fall. And because that they are redeemed from the fall, they have become free forever, knowing good from evil, to act for themselves and not to be acted upon, save it be by the punishment of the Lord at the great and last day, according to the commandments which God hath given. Wherefore, men are free according to the flesh, and all things are given them which are expedient unto men. And they are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediation of all men, or to choose captivity and death according to the captivity and power of the devil. For he seeketh that all men might be miserable unto himself. Adam struggled too. Because the nature of man is such that we desire to sin. James, the fourth chapter. Verse 1 through 6. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts, that war is in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and ye war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and ye adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is the enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You know, you ask in faith. And receive not. Where do we ask? We ask in the world for the answers to our problems. Man has the answer. Let's go to the first chapter of James. The fifth verse. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unabradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You know, in many instances, we don't really want to know. You know, it's amazing how Sunday school sometimes prepares the way. What does God give us the most control over? Have you ever thought of that? Ourselves and our own lives. Think about that. I don't have control. Oh, I might have a little bit of control over my boys for a little bit longer, but not for too long. My wife, you know, if she really wanted to do something, I'm sure that she probably could. Each of you have those same choices. But yourself, you have that control over yourself. The one thing that God gives you. Our personal lives. And that is why we're given free choice. And this is just my opinion. One of the reasons why suicide, to me, is such an abominable thing for the Lord. Because He gave you that gift of life. He gave you that body. You can do whatever you want with it. Therefore, they have drunk out of the cup of the wrath of God, which justice could no more deny unto them than it could deny that Adam should fall because of his partaking of the forbidden fruit. Therefore, mercy could not have no claim on them no more forever. And this torment is as a lake of fire and brimstone, whose flames are unquenchable and whose smoke ascendeth up forever and ever. Thus saith the Lord, commanded me, amen. And do we not say ourselves, I deserve that forbidden fruit? I deserve that. I want that. And that conscience that we have, if it goes long enough, has less and less control on us. And as lusts and desires have greater and greater control, until God withdraws that Holy Ghost. Page 325. Chapter 5 of Alma, 36 and 37. And he doth not dwell in unholy temples, neither can filthiness nor anything which is unclean be received into the kingdom of God. Therefore I say unto you, the time shall come, yea, and it shall be at the last days, that he who is filthy shall remain in his filthiness. Those two verses should run fear through your bodies. Because I fear what God will do to me. And I make no excuses for myself because I know when I stand before God, they won't be good enough. Laman and Lemuel aren't much different than we are today. They wanted their lives in luxury, and they wouldn't ask God. Because they didn't want the answers that God gave them. They didn't want to put themselves out for anyone. They were quite happy to live their lives in total ignorance. And as are many of us. We come to church on Sunday, and that's the last we think about God. And they didn't want the struggle. It won't fall any further. They rebelled, and so do we. They repented even, every now and again. That should be a sobering thought for us. Satan will whisper in your ear and tell you that that's the other guy. Because you go to church. Because you belong to the Church of Christ. Don't lose that page for too far, but I'm going to go back to page 92. Third chapter of 2 Nephi, 31st verse. Nevertheless, the great goodness of the Lord in showing me his great and marvelous works, my heart exclaimeth, O wretched man that I am. Yea, my heart sorroweth because of my flesh. My soul grieveth because of mine iniquities. I am compassed about because of the temptations and the sins which doth so easily beset me. And when I desire to rejoice, my heart groaneth because of my sins. Nevertheless, I know whom I have trusted. Oh, how I sympathize. Oh, how I sympathize. But Nephi knew where to go for the answers. And the solutions. He acknowledged his problems to deal with them. I'm going to read the rest of this chapter because it's important. My God hath been my support. He hath led me through mine afflictions in the wilderness, and he hath preserved me upon the waters of the great deep. He hath filled me with his love, even unto the consuming of my flesh. He hath comforted mine enemies, confounded mine enemies under the causing of them to quake before me. Behold, he hath heard my cry by day, and he hath given me knowledge by vision in the night time. And by day have I waxed bold in mighty prayer before him. Yea, my voice have I sent up on high, and angels come down and ministered unto me. And upon the wings of his spirit hath my body been carried away upon exceeding high mountains. And my eyes have beheld great things, yea, even too great for man. Therefore I was bidden that I should not write them. Oh, then if I have seen so great things, if the Lord in his condescension unto the children of men hath visited me in so much misery, why should my heart weep and my soul linger in the valley of sorrow and my flesh waste away and my strength slacken because of mine afflictions? And why should I yield to sin because of my flesh? Yea, why should I give way to temptation that the evil one have placed in my heart to destroy my peace and afflict my soul? Why am I angry because of mine enemies? Awake, my soul, no longer droop in sin. Rejoice, O my heart, and give place no more for the enemy of my soul. Do not anger again because of mine enemies. Do not slacken my strength because of mine afflictions. Rejoice, O my heart, and cry unto the Lord, and say, in thee, my God, and the rock of my salvation, O Lord, wilt thou redeem my soul? Wilt thou deliver me out of the hands of mine enemies? Wilt thou make me that I may shake at the appearance of sin? May the gates of hell be shut continually before me, because that my heart is broken and my spirit is contrite. O Lord, wilt thou not shut the gates of thy righteousness before me, that I may walk in the path of the low valley, that I may be strict in the plain road? O Lord, wilt thou encircle me around in the robe of thy righteousness? Yet he knew what he was. He knew with all of his afflictions and all of the things that beset him and the sins that beset him. Yet he knew where the answers were. Can we say the same about his brothers? No, we can't. No, we can't. Let's go back to Alma. The 38th through the 44th. And now, my beloved brethren, I have said these things unto you that I might awaken you to a sense of your duty to God, that ye may walk blameless before him, that ye may walk after the holy order of God, after which ye have been received. And now I would that ye should be humble and be submissive and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of patience and long-suffering, being temperate in all things, being diligent in keeping the commandments of God at all times, asking for whatsoever thing ye stand in need of, both spiritually and temporally, always returning thanks unto God for whatsoever things ye receive. And see that ye have faith, hope, and charity, and then you will always abound in good works. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, your garments spotless, that ye may at last be brought to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the holy prophets, who have been ever since the world began, having your garments spotless, even as the garments are spotless in the kingdom of heaven, to go no more out. And now, my beloved brethren, I have spoken these words unto you according to the Spirit which testifieth in me. And my soul doth exceedingly rejoice because of the exceeding diligence and heed which ye have given unto my words. And now may the peace of God rest upon you and upon your houses and lands, upon your flocks and herds, and all that you possess, your women and your children, are according to your faith and good works from this time forth and forever. And this I have spoken, amen. You know, I am so amazed when I look in the Book of Mormon of how plain and precious this gospel is. And how, if we allow our Lord to change our lives, He will. Let's not make the same mistakes of some of our brethren before us. In James, the first chapter, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts and enticed. We do lust. We do envy. We do want. But we need to want the things of God. And I thank you for your time.